Baudelaire, it's the heart of the festival. It's the space. It's an old fortress from the Middle Ages, where 26 years ago a group of local artists founded the festival. And the German word for it is Bollwerk. So that's why it's called like that.
So is it a bilingual festival like the bilingual canton?
Well, we try to be a bilingual festival, yes. For us it's very important. We are first of all a Fribourg festival, we're a Swiss festival, and we're an international festival also. So therefore we communicate in three languages, French, German and English.
The kitchen. What? Explain to me the kitchen.
Well, actually, for English-speaking people, the word says it all, I think. It's a word game between kitchen and chain. It's our new festival center, our new kitchen, our new restaurant. It's a project by two artists from Lisbon, Antonio Luro and Benedetta Maxia, who propose to the audience two possibilities. Either you order a menu from our wonderful chefs, either you can cook yourself, because our new festival center will be a chain of tables with some kitchen at some cooking corners. You can purchase vegetables and products, regional products, biological products. There will be pans, kitchen tools, utensils, there will be spices, so there's everything you need to cook yourself.
It sounds like it's going to be the kind of fun, unexpected thing that Bollwerk is all about.
Well, I hope so.
Give us an idea of some of the other strange and wonderful things that you have for us this year.
Last year we had quite some success with projects we did in the city, like we had this island in front of the station, which was for rent. And this year, again, we have some projects in the center of Fribourg. We asked three artists and two duo, like group of artists, to open a shop during the whole festival. So there will be five shops in the city center owned by artists. And these shops are questioning the economical position of artists, but also the idea of consuming economical transaction. For example, there's a Finnish artist called Johanna Lekrin. When you tell her a story, then you get a free coffee. Her project is called Story Cafe. And like that, we have five different projects. Another quite unique project is Kinder zu Unternehmer, Enfants devenir entrepreneurs, children become entrepreneurs also. This is a German artist called Judith Wilske, who was already for a couple of weeks now in Fribourg with a big caravan. She was looking for children between 6 and 12 years old who had an idea for an enterprise. The next step is that she had about 500 children visiting her in the caravan. She was visiting two schools and also putting herself in a public space in Fribourg. And the next step now is that 35 children who proposed an idea will be invited for workshops in June where they can develop their ideas for their enterprise. At the end, there will be a real fair with entrepreneurs between 6 and 12 years old. It's very autonomous. It's inspired by Brecht's concept of self-organization and self-development. So it's really the ideas of the children and the adults who help them during the workshops. They are merely there to support them to develop their ideas. So
that's the most creative response to the financial crisis I've heard so far.
And exactly, it's a bit provocative also. We had quite some reactions to it already, like, what, you can't do that with children? But yeah, children are mostly consuming all the time, so I think it's a quite intelligent and very relevant project also to do it, because there's also a lot of small enterprises disappearing and it's the globalization, there's only the big ones remaining. So let's see what ideas come out of that.